Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Mike Shope.
It's nothing you did.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's you, but you didn't cross me.
And the Bulldog.
Why did I choose? Why did I just stay in school?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Here's week two in the NFL. All the action Sunday summed up very succinctly. Everybody's hurt. That's the report. Everybody's hurt. What I do, this will not surprise you. Maybe you even already know. I flatter myself to think you would. I have my TV on. I have my computer on, and I have my phone. They're all tracking all the results. I'm watching one game, usually. I don't need to have multiple games on, but that's the scene at the Land of Hopes and Dreams. That's how we've got it. And seemingly constant notifications. Oh, Justin Jefferson is injured. You know, Jefferson. Oh, I mean, just Cooper Kupp.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the first round of your fantasy draft was hurt yesterday, or much of it. And, you know, we press on. That's the NFL.
Next man up.
The Rams are down bad. Nakua, Kupp, this John Johnson. I mean, they're going to be really scrambling.
They lost a couple of starting linemen last week, too.
Right, their whole line.
They're just a mess, yeah.
They're going to be scrambling at receiver, and it's the Rams. I mean, this is, come on, you want it to hum. But now it's kind of just guys who've never done much in the league. Because Kupp will probably be out a few weeks, walking boot. And Nakua is maybe half the season at least.
Right, he's already on IR, so it's at least four games, but longer probably, yeah. So yeah,
they'll all come back right when the Bills play them in December. They'll all be back.
Right.
But their season could be shot by then,
yeah,
the Rams.
Very well.
0-2.
Yep.
Now they have San Francisco this week. That ought to be fun. Here's Eric next. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, Eric. Thank you for calling us.
I just wanted to call comments we made about James Cook earlier. I don't think I could disagree with you guys anymore. Saying that he's a good but not great running back, I would bet that by the end of this year he will be a top five running back in the league.
By what measure? Like pro, all pro stats?
He'll be an all pro. Maybe even first team on the AFC side. We have not had a running back take off more of a load from Josh Allen than we have with James Cook. I mean, Joe Brady saw it when he took over.
Well, it doesn't make him first-team All-Pro, though, Eric. I mean, that would be a huge leap.
I mean, what's he averaging right now? 4 or 5 yards a carry?
That's not even that good. I'm not sure what the number is, but it's okay. I mean, yeah, four yards per carry doesn't make you first-team All-Pro.
He's right at 5 yards a carry, actually.
Or even five.
Or whatever, but yeah.
Great. That's not just okay. You're getting 5 yards a carry, you're never reaching third down.
Well, Achane was 8 last year. He's also in the AFC. So, you know, just keep the competition in mind for such a lofty, yeah, I don't know if you care, but.
He doesn't get the same load. They have more of a running back by committee than we do. We put a lot more emphasis on James Cook.
Okay. Well, thanks. I mean, I don't think he's great. I think, like, everything I just said that you took offense to. I don't know. Did you say the same things I said? I don't know if you did.
I said I like him more than you. I like him. I think he's better than fine. He was in the top half of you know, backs in the league last year, production-wise. He had an excellent season, I think. I also don't think he's on the path to All-Pro. And the idea that he's going to become a workhorse here. He's got 30 carries through two games in which they've run it like crazy. Now,
exactly.
Now, that should be said, you know, you've said all along, since Thursday night, I mean, they only ran 45 plays in the game. So it's not like, you know, they had a 70-play game there to build off of. But I think even so, like Thurman Thomas, all pro, workhorse, take the load off. I just don't think that is in the cards. I think he's their lead back. He's their number one back. He will lead them in rushing. I think he will lead them in receiving for running backs on the team. But he's going to be complimented. They are not the days of a number one guy, especially a guy that is his size. It just doesn't exist. He's not that guy, I don't think. I think we'll see how Davis and Ty Johnson sort of divvy that up and how the Bills see fit to do that. Maybe it'll be matchup specific. We'll see. But I would not assume at all that he is going to like become Derrick Henry or something. I mean, that doesn't make sense for this team, I don't think. But I think he's been very good. I'm already bracing for, this is year 3 now, right? So next year's the walk year of his contract. And so if he has a similar year to last year, we are going to be arguing a lot about what to do about that.
I don't know. I mean, we've just heard from two fans, right? It's always Thurman or, I mean, now it's all Breece Hall, Jonathan Taylor, Dobbins, a great start, Henry's career. I mean, there's 10 other guys maybe, or at least a couple other guys, maybe not 10, that would outrank James Cook. Just, it's two different things at least. One is, like the caller put it one way, taking the load from Josh Allen. Well, right. I guess you would have to say that's kind of his responsibility. That's what the running back of the Bills would be doing. And it doesn't necessarily say much about his quality, you know, for him to be doing just that. I'm not saying he's bad by that either. He's the Bills' number one guy. So, you know, he's at least decent. I think he's better than that. But I don't think there's anything elite about him. So if you're going to come at me with all pro, I mean, come on. I don't even think it's, you know, realistic at all. But maybe I've always, I admit it. And, you know, you're listening to us now. I've always sort of recognized that I think I've been lower on him than most, or at least fans. I mean, fans, it's go Bills, so it might be biased. So I admit that. If you are listening and think that, you know, this bothers you, maybe it bothered this last guy, you know, let us know. Let's hear it, because he's good enough. Like I said, it's two things. The rest of it is, it's not even necessarily so much about how talented the player is. You know, don't make mistakes. That's fumbles, drops, missed blocking assignments, things like, don't get us beat. So the player gets to a certain level where he's reliable enough that he's going to get the work. Cook is not big enough to get all the work. Like, he's not going to be somebody like that, as we keep saying, and that is also something that goes into numbers and, mm-hmm. you know, comparing these guys at the end of the season. Interestingly, by the way, Breece Hall yesterday split time with their rookie. Braylon Allen, somebody we talked about a little bit
yeah.
pre-draft, and he did great. He scored twice even maybe, Braylon Allen in
Allen
that game.
Did, yeah.
Yeah, he had a couple of
great runs. I know Hall had a
runs.
Really nice touchdown reception. Like, yes. Like for a running back, I would say a great touchdown reception. Like it was not yes. at all like a gift. I mean, he had to go up and make a play.
Super good.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's really much to figure out about Cook. I mean, I don't think the ceiling is as high as Eric does. I don't mean Eric Wood. I mean the caller just now. But it doesn't bother me that he is who they've got at that position because I think he's good enough to do what they need from their running back. And one other thing, so far this year, they have given him the ball inside the five. Like, he has two rushing touchdowns already. That was his total last year. Two.
Right.
For the season.
And at least one of them on Thursday was from the goal line. It was
That's
a
right.
first and goal at the one, and they just gave him the ball. That was after the great throw to Ty Johnson. The other one, obviously, was not in there. That was a 49-yarder where he, yes, ran away from someone, but it was Jordan Poyer. You know, like that might be – he made the play. He did it. What I think of him, like, I also don't think he's top shelf. I don't care. He's good enough. He's absolutely good enough. He's probably better than that. He had a very good year last year. But I don't expect him to run away from people. In fact, he gets into the open field on that play, the 49-yarder. I see a guy with an angle, and I assume he's going to get caught. But then it's Jordan Poyer. Like, oh, okay, well, you can run away from Jordan Poyer. Good. I'm glad you can do that. I don't know how many other DBs in the league he's running away from. But it's fine. He had the right guy at the right spot.
Give him credit. All right, thanks, Eric. Here's Tim next. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
Good. Appreciate you taking the call. I just want to kind of chime in on the conversation about James Cook. Obviously, Cook has not, in my opinion, proven to be All-Pro just yet. But don't you think the criteria is going to have to change because the game has changed, where it can't just be about a 1,400-yard rusher because you really don't see featured backs, as you pointed out. Unless you catch Derrick Henry in his prime or Nick Chubb from Cleveland, very few teams are having a featured back. So the criteria probably will have to get modified because now it's about versatility. And so I don't think Cook is there yet, but the way he's playing, I believe that the way the league is going where, you know, he's running backs like Saquon Barkley, they can't really get big money anymore because they're deemed expendable. So I would believe that criteria might change where it won't just be based on average. It may be based on yards from scrimmage as
right.
opposed to receiving and rushing. And also, real quick, and this is a bit of a dig at Diggs, and he wanted to get out of Buffalo so bad. And so far, as I said, he puts himself on a pedestal, but his numbers have been very pedestrian. And if he had stayed here, perhaps he might still be number one. But the Bills have rid him, parted ways with him in his diva-like ways, only to go to Houston, where so far he has probably seven.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
20 yards in two games. And he's pretty much become a possession receiver. And so again, I don't want to spend most of my season talking about this. I thought that was an interesting thing that so far his role, considering how much he bellyached and babied about not getting the ball, and he went in this to Nico Collins show. Just want to get your thoughts on that.
Okay, it's a long year is what I would say to that. But yeah, it's stark. I mean, he's the third option, and it looks like it on that team right now.
He's got to be the second, you know, like Dell isn't getting passes. They're using him. Last night, they handed the ball to him a couple times. Like Diggs is second on the Texans so far and all the stuff. But Collins might just be awesome. He looks awesome. Yeah. Like it, I don't know. I feel like Diggs went to the perfect situation that they had. I like Dell a lot too. Like those two guys are so good that he doesn't have to be. You know, you were sort of conflating, like, well, he must be somebody that he must be one note that he has to get the ball all the time or else he's going to be miserable and not worth it. And I don't know that that's true. Like if they're winning, and he even is, if he is the third option for the Texans, does there have to be a problem there? I mean, I think just get me somewhere else. And he might have a more modest outlook on what his expectation should be.
I would at least, I mean, I don't have any problem with the way the caller described it ending here. He clearly wanted to get out of here. He's kind of made that known now since he's, you know, in a safe space far away that he really did want to get out of here and sort of push the Bills. And so they did it. You know, and so his reputation precedes him, and we are all over here waiting for it to blow up. I'll wait until there's at least some evidence of him being upset about anything. They're 2-0. He caught two touchdowns in week one. Yes, he's not getting volume, but he did matter for them in week one, a close game that they won. So I don't know. I'm not just going to assume here in year one that there's going to be a problem there. Although, you know, You maybe should have your antenna up. He is only on a one-year deal. It's not like he got like a big cozy parachute when he landed there. I am assuming by his choice, they tore up the deal. He's on a one-year deal. So he hits the market. There'll be a point here where he's going to probably at some point want numbers, right, to validate his season and get him one more big contract out there in free agency next year, either from Houston or some other team. And you got to have some kind of numbers to do that. You can't just, on the heels of your reputation being damaged, both by your attitude or ability to get along and by what the back half of last season looked like. If he has a very modest numbers year, it could be bad for him in free agency. Teams might be scared at his age that he can still do what he does that made him so excellent to begin with.
That's right. He at 30 or 31 by that point, there's a cap on how well he should do anyway in free agency, you know, like 3 years, but nothing earth-shattering for a guy that age, even if he impresses this year. So, hey, I like that we still have our eye on him. 2-0.
Yep.
Xavier Worthy, where was he? I just have to ask. Yesterday, you might have started him over Marvin Harrison Jr. potentially in a fantasy league and been frustrated. The Texans, the Chiefs, both 2-0. A couple of guys were keeping track of.
The Harrison thing you could see coming a mile away. Didn't we? You asked me. I don't know. Was it on the air or off? I know you asked me about
Harrison versus Worthy.
I think it was on the air. Okay, it was on the air. That's right. And I said Harrison. Like, they're going to feed the slowest miles per hour speed for all these routes. totally invisible in the Buffalo game except for the play where he was wide open at the end that could have won them the game. The ball didn't get there.
Where he's invisible to Murray.
We're invisible to Murray. Maybe thanks to Cam Lewis or Jamarcus Ingram, whoever it was that jumped. I think it was Lewis. Anyway, let's see if we can't make this fourth overall pick look like, well, the fourth overall pick and the son of an all-time great NFL wide receiver. So they fed him and it worked. Go figure.
Hey, thanks, Tim. Back to All-Pro. I was thinking this with the first caller, was talking about, he threw that out for James Cook, but I didn't say it. I don't think they have All-Pro by conference anyway. Like, the Pro Bowl would be that point.
Right.
And if anybody thinks the Pro Bowl and All-Pro are the same thing, maybe Eric, the caller, did, James Cook making the Pro Bowl is not unrealistic at all. It's just not the same thing. Last year, the AP All-Pro team was Christian McCaffrey and Kyren Williams, first and second running backs. And, you know, Tim brought up versatility. That's true. I mean, it's not just totals. That's definitely right. But, like, there are running backs in the league, like McCaffrey last year, at an elite level, like the highest, absolute highest level, who give you both. They're constantly on the field. They are great running backs, and they catch the ball like crazy.
Right.
McCaffrey's replacement this year, Jordan Mason, has been impressive. You may have seen him against the Jets when McCaffrey was announced late that he wouldn't play. And he looks like a hard runner. But they don't throw the ball to him. Like, that has not happened at all yet with Mason, whereas McCaffrey is somebody. You mentioned Breece Hall. Same. That, interesting, like the Braylon Allen point, where he didn't get all the work yesterday. That's kind of one reason you like Breece Hall. Tonight, Bijan. You know, guy like, does he get all the work? That's something where, like, there are guys above Cook's level in the lead by pretty much every box. The workload, the offense is good enough. The talent, all those things.
Yeah, and I think, you know, to further the candidacy, if you're interested in James Cook being an all-pro running back, I would just simply say he's going to need to catch, I don't know, 25 to 40% more balls. He had like 40-some catches last year. So usage-wise, like the Bills like to, since Brady's taken over, Thursday night was not the first time they designed a passing play for James Cook. We've seen it numerous times already, but it's like one a game kind of thing. He's not, their offense, their passing offense does not revolve around getting the ball to him the way, say, San Francisco. I mean, they've got other guys too, but McCaffrey catches a lot of passes. And I think you have to have that piece in order in this era now to be the all-pro running back. I think you're going to have to score a million touchdowns like Williams did or whatever it is. And I just don't think it's going to, I don't think all that's going to be there. I think he's very good. That's it. I think.
And that's probably good enough.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I don't need to get better there. Again, I think the conversation, not that this isn't good now, but eventually will turn to, you know, oh, he had 1,100 yards and he caught 50 passes and scored, maybe scores a half a dozen touchdowns or more this year off of only two rushing touchdowns last year. What are we doing with him? You know, like, what's the going rate for that guy going into a contract year? It's probably not going to be that palatable to people who don't want to pay running back second contracts, I can tell you that.
My hand is up. It's not really. I know. You're sitting here right next to me. You can see that my hand is literally not up. I will say, you know, there'll be stuff about, there always is with these things, like intangibles and reliability. Your Sal will say, you know, the guy they're familiar with has a leg up over anybody from the outside. That, of course, would be true. But I can't imagine a season where I'm going to want to sign for that. Like a new contract for him.
Right.
If there's a season like the callers are talking about here that he just goes through the roof and he is an all-pro, that kind of thing, I still probably won't want to do it. Barkley, too, go on forever on running backs. And Tim, I think the caller mentioned the top running backs hitting the market and not getting paid. They kind of did.
This year, that changed. Last year was a bigger year. We had holdouts, Jacobs and Taylor going into the owner's bus trying to get things sorted out. Eventually, he did get paid. Taylor did. The guys in free agency this year, Barkley, Jacob, they got better deals than this time a year ago, which could have been a sign that passing was going to be down. Like, teams might have been recognizing that. So, I don't know. The Bills right now here – sorry, I'm already – you know how I'm setting the table for conversations we're going to be having next spring? You know, the Bills, they don't have a wide receiver they're paying, right? They're paying their quarterback. We know that. But, you know, Cook, the appetite to pay someone else on offense might be there for them.
Uh-oh. Why did you have to do all that? Week three.
Pre-planning.
Not even week three. Week two. We're still in week two.
That's right. For a few more
hours.
Was
I this way about Dawson Knox 3 years ago? Look, guys, it's only week two, but just brace yourself. They're going to pay him. I'm warning you. 803-0550 is the number. The, quote, Sabres are playing the, quote, Penguins at the Prospects Challenge downtown. The game started about 20 minutes ago. The Sabres are winning 2-0 in this game against the Prospect Penguins. So you wouldn't see Sidney Crosby, even though he did re-sign. You would not see him on the ice at this thing, but still fun. And if you want to listen to Paul Hamilton and that broadcast, that is at the Bet 1520 going on right now. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here at 803-0550. Football Monday continues next. This is WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.